This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
13 minutes past 8. Good morning to you. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew, and we get into the conversation for the Morning Crossfire today. My guest in the studio with me at this moment is the Chairman, Urban Drivers Welfare Association, Lekia Isaac. Sir, you're welcome. Good morning.
Good morning, Ifeyemi Andrew. Good morning, River State.
If you're wondering why I have this man in the studio with me, and I'll tell you, it's simply because if you cast your mind back last week, reports came in when we had a conversation with the Commissioner for Transportation in Rivers State, and our correspondent who had spoken with him had said, he had said that there's supposed to be something operation off the major roads in Port Harcourt. Well, it sounded kind of impromptu because we never heard it before, but then it came, and when that would kick off, we do not know, because we still have tricycle operators on major roads in Port Harcourt. Now, before that time, if you go back to the past administration, the activities or operations of tricycle riders had been limited to certain areas and certain streets and roads in the state. And all of the major roads were mentioned and listed where they should not be operated. But once this came out, there was a different reaction that we got from the tricycle operators. Some of them saying it's going to affect business. They should just allow them. Government should not put that ban or restriction. The list goes on and on. For many road users, they think it's fitting. And for a city like Port Harcourt, a river state and what it aspires to be, we can't have that happening. We have to restrict and control their activities. Well, the gentleman in the studio today with me is going to tell us what they think about it in their association, and perhaps how we can have some sort of come to some meeting ground with the government. Mr. Isaac, again, you're welcome.
Thank you.
When the news first came out, most recently, how did you and your people respond to it?
Okay. Thank you so much. Actually, when the news came out, though it's not a new development anyway, I think that has been from the past administration. The only thing is that what was lacking was the effective implementation. So it looked as if nothing has been said, but something has been said. It's just that there was not adequate follow-up. So it was not a new arrangement to us. It's not something that came as a kind of surprise. So we knew that that has been. But maybe what the commission is trying to do is to reaffirm the initial grant on the state government, and which the approach to it as regard to implementation is just not what I don't know for now. So when we had the news, we know, and we are taking things in place to see how we can readjust. Though we cannot fight the government. I think the idea is good. We are abide by the idea and of a truth. A city like Port Harcourt or River State, in that matter, have to be sanitized.
But no. there are some members of your union, tricycle operators, who think otherwise. Some of them feel that it should not be done. It's going to affect their income. And I like the fact that you had admitted to the fact that we had this before. It wasn't like a new thing. It's been strictly, when you talk about implementation, I'm kind of confused because I know it was very well implemented until we had the flyover construction works coming. I think that was where we started seeing some laxity. If the tricycle operators already know that this is what has been on ground and there was no time it was removed by the government, why then are we having the kind of reception that we're having from some of them now? And even as far as some of them saying, oh, if we take away our keke now, we would go to crime, there's no other work, let them. Why are we having that when it's not new? It's something that they've been aware of over the years.
That is a human factor. You should be able to have those response and reaction from people, because actually when development is coming in, people must make some sacrifice. Then coming to the issue of the issue of flyover and all that as regard to implementation. Yes,
was that what allowed for the KK operators at the time to begin to come out of those internal roads that they were supposed to operate on and begin to access major roads? Because even till now, we still have them on. If you go to the NTA road now, even on this express road, you see KK drivers get on the Brikwe flyover and see it's everywhere.
Yeah. The former commissioner Dietz was trying to actually put in his best. But sometimes when you leave some of these things for the law enforcement agencies, then you happen to see some sabotage inside the system. Because if you place your mind back when that implementation was carried out, I think the commissioner was using the police, nearest police station.
We also had task force as well.
But the police was the end part of it at the end of the day. So at that point, so we begin to get slow pace of operation. And when we are talking of this major road, there are several major roads in Port Harcourt as it's where now. Because it's not just limited to maybe the one we are seeing here, maybe Ikwere Road and Aba Road and what have you. There are several men. If you just want to sanitize the system, though, keke of a truth, keke are not meant to come out on those major routes.
I think what are you doing in the union to get those who are your members to adhere to this instruction?
What happened is that the issues in keke arrangement is that there are several unions the keke belong to. You are not.
You cannot just one union.
Yes, it's not. There are some of them belong to national union, cooperative, and all of that. So there is no way it can be holistic.
So how does that affect this? Because this is a government decision. So why are you saying the unions, some of them choose to defy the instructions of government?
It depends on the orientation that the leadership of that union, such union, is given to their members at that point. But I'm not saying that it supersedes the decision of the state. No. What happened is that all the unions are subject to policies and programs of the state. But what happened is that it is expected that you that have come up for some policies, you try to see the modality of how you can put your policy in place. That is the size of the government. So at that point, it's not the union duty to make other enforcement.
So you're saying
that what happened is that the union also help in the way of, because we are stakeholders, when we are carried along, then at that point, it is also much easier to reach the last person in the job to actually ensure and make sure that whatever we are doing or the policies of government is obeyed to the latter.
So in other words, are you saying that the fact that we have tricycle operators on the roads in the manner that we have them now on major roads, it's not supposed to be a problem of the union, but largely the failure of government to implement its policies?
Yes, that's the truth.
But if the government decides to put up a task force like it did before, and then we know how this task force works in trying to enforce this, because sometimes you would agree that some of the tricycle operators also just would not quietly do what is right. Like in this case now, where we've not had anybody forcing you to leave the road.
Yeah.
We've not had anybody chasing you down, hitting your keke, or arresting or harassing you. Yeah. There's just a government policy that says, do not drive on this road, the NTA road, the East-West road, the Aba road. The list goes on and on. And you know these major roads where the government says don't drive on them. The feeder roads, internal roads, you can drive on those ones.
Yeah.
And then people who use cab can stop at that junction and then go and enter keke to continue inside wherever they are going.
Correct.
That is what the plan is. Now there's nobody harassing anybody, but they are not obeying it. And now you're saying that it's the government's fault and the government needs to implement it. So if the government chooses to put up a task force and then they begin to want to enforce this to ensure that it works, are we not going to also see union members and keke drivers also say that they are harassing us?
Okay. The issues about enforcement is very simple. Previous time, enforcement has not been done properly. And that is why sometimes you see those rising issues. The fact about that is that when you want to... Where the issue lies from is the recruitment of the personnel. Are you hearing me? And sometimes the level of enlightenment Because when you give somebody a job to do and you give him times and condition or a base of that job, then he extended it. He extended from that very instruction to the list. I think you should be able to have a discipline mechanism inside your operation. But in this case, we don't see that. So that is why sometimes they do it with impunity. Then when you are coming to this other area also, then if a government is instituting what they call enforcement operation on certain policies, there's nothing you can do. The only thing is that those roads should be identified, probably identified so that those people you want to enforce on, they should not run into
a
victim.
As a union, do you know the roads that the government is talking about?
No, they have. Yes, you know some of the roads. Generally, they said major road.
All right, we have a commercial. When we come back, we'll list the roads that were mentioned.
Okay.
And then you'd also tell us, you're saying that you're questioning the civility of people that are employed to do some of the implementation.
Yes.
Don't also forget, we have to question the civility of the people who drive the keke.
Yes.
Because now that nobody has come to use force, nobody's obeying.
Yes, actually.
That's clear. You can see that. Nobody's obeying.
That is a Nigeria factor.
All right. It's so not the reverse paper. When we return, we'll address this. Meanwhile, get on to WhatsApp, sending your thoughts. And we're asking you a question here on Facebook, too. We need your response to it. Whether you support the plan by the state government to limit the activities of tricycle riders, or for some people, they have even called for an outright ban of their activities and say, let everybody go and get taxis and run taxis everywhere.
I don't think that's what we need. I don't think so.
All right. When we come back after the commercial, we'll address all of those. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right, 29 minutes past 8. The conversation continues and it's getting even more interesting. There's still quite a lot to talk about. The Chairman of Urban Drivers Welfare Association, Lekki Isaac, is with me in the studio. I know that you have questions and you have contributions to make. You can send to our WhatsApp number 0809-030-6416. Okay. I told us that when we return, you're going to respond to a few things. The civility of the keke drivers and even taxi drivers too, which is also constituting to for many traffic issues and the rest of them. Because sometimes you have traffic issues on the road, on the major roads. You get to the junction, the road is not bad.
Yeah.
There's not like anything happened there. The road is not bad. There's nothing, but there's just traffic. And many have alluded to the fact that, well, keke drivers and their activities on major roads is contributing to that.
Yeah.
There's also the talks now, if you look at the Obirikiri axis, we've had reports of people who've been robbed by operators of keke drivers. Yeah. One chance and call it whatever. And that's people who use the Sass Road area from the flyover. They have that complaint several times about that. Now that nobody has come to use force to harass or no, but why aren't the drivers just obeying what was said by the government?
Okay.
Do we necessarily need to wait until we have somebody to come and force us or push us to do what the government has said?
That's what I said. It's a Nigeria factor. Nigerians normally, maybe let me say naturally, we love force. It's everywhere in Nigeria, and that is why when there is a law enacted by the registration in Nigeria, then you see that the police is there to enforce it. It's a constitutional issues, and that has been. So that is the reason why. That is the reason why when there is a policies or laws of the states, there should also be an enforcement. Then we as a union, we have not been given that power to do so, and we cannot do so because it's not our own making.
No, you can't enforce it.
Yes, you can't enforce it. It's not
so
our
you
making.
Can't tell your the keke riders.
Advise.
You can't tell the keke riders who are part of your association to say, see what government has said.
Yes,
please don't go here or go there.
Thank God you use the words please. That means you are not forcing them. You can only advise, giving them that sense of belonging that they should know that this is what is at stake now. Then any of them that went out and maybe they go to the days and go out on the day and come back safely, they feel that nothing is happening. Will you go and restrict them? No, you cannot. What you do is that so that if anything happened to them, they should know, they should be aware that you have done your own work as
a
leader.
So now because they go and then nobody stops them on the road or anything, they then feel, well,
they feel nothing
so
is happening.
So what is the union saying? Let's continue.
So that is just the thing. So our own is to give them that information, first-hand information of everything that
so
is happening.
So if the government begins to implement, would the union not also say, the government, please try and don't be too hard on our members, or this thing is not easy for our members, it is affecting them? Because you have just said now that the union, we can't really say anything, we just inform them. So when they start implementing and people perhaps get arrested, because when they stop, I've seen where some people have been stopped and they know they are wrong. They know. To calmly just admit and allow the people to do their work. You want to resist. And then it becomes physical.
Yeah.
And then they're the first people to also say, they're just harassing us. They're just taking away our days. Mm. But then you know that this is what you're doing is wrong. Yeah. And when that comes, the union is also quick to say our people need to be. But now you have just said the union cannot tell them not to do what is wrong. But then when they get punished, the union comes to say it shouldn't be in this way.
I'm not saying that we cannot tell them that what they are doing is wrong. I said we give them first-time information that, number one, for example, in this case, government has banned our members not to apply on so-so-so and so-road. Are you hearing me? But it's not in our own power to begin to enforce them that you must not go there because government has said so. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. So, economically,
yeah.
What is the implications of this? Because we also spoke to some of them who talked about it's going to affect our business. This is something that they've been doing before under the past administration. So why would it now be different if they are restricted to what they've been restricted to before? And somebody says, I want to just enforce what you have been doing before because we see that you're now overstepping your bound. How does that then economically change anything?
It's a normal phenomenon because when you are doing something, whether legal or illegally, and you are getting daily bread from it, and someone said came and said you should stop doing that thing. Yes, the first instance is that economical aspect. It must affect you. But that does not justify what you are doing. You understand? Then that is one. Two, another issue surrounding this is that when keke having to go on most of these streets that we are talking of, there are a whole lot of issues surrounding their operation.
Ticketing
of communities and all that. They take charge of all what the operation of the day, the kind of tickets they are paying, and then compared to when they are on major road, it's just very.
You so you're saying
there's
in those internal roads in the various communities, in the various local governments, they get multiple ticketing
everywhere
compared to when they run on the major
roads.
Why?
So that is, the reason is because that place is very easy for the community to control, and no eyes is monitoring them.
I think I get what you're saying, because I've seen this happen even for Okada riders, for people who are around the University of Port Harcourt area where they allow the use of motorcycles. Now, I think it's the first mechanic area.
Yeah.
Just a set of people in the community started the habit of collecting 100 naira from
Okada
riders. And one of them used to be a member of the local vigilante group. And they just started
they are doing
it.
It's right now.
Just because I remember seeing it and wanting to find from the traditional ruler of the community. And he says, there's nothing. They did not tell anybody anything. So we just have some youths who put themselves together and then start using that to get money. And then
harass the
Okada riders.
That is what you will see. And let me tell you, when it is so, you see them begin to formulate one group or the other. And there's nothing you can do. Before you know it, they will tell you they are operating in this community. If you don't like it, you go to your place. So, and there is no government present as regard to monitoring. So these people are also suffering in the hands of those individuals. This one you are talking about, this thing, they are all aware. It's a collective arrangement. I'm telling
so
you.
So you say traditional rulers are aware?
They are all aware. It's a collective arrangement. And all of them are having their tippings in it. See, it's a kind of, let me say, in another way, I say in empowerment. They're empowering themselves from the suffering of other people. And you see that at the end of the day, it is so difficult for them, the keke people, to also to make their returns and get something. Huh? When that keke get back, you know that they were also putting in a good condition. It is money. So these are the issues. So if government want to do something logistically, they have to do things the way it ought to be. The state belongs to the government, and government have the rights to regulate every activities in the state as regard to this commercial.
If the government chooses to come up with an outright ban of tricycle operators, because some people say, well, especially for the capital, Port Harcourt, we should not even have keke at all. For instance, I was speaking to a keke driver and I said, when you go to Abuja, you like it. He said he grew up in Lagos. That if you see, so he was mentioned in the. I said, do you see keke in those places that you mentioned now? They are fine. But then here, if government chooses to say, okay, in Port Harcourt City, we don't want this, I'm pretty sure you would not like the idea. So what would you think if the government says, because some people believe an outright ban of tricycle operators in Port Harcourt, especially Falga, is necessary?
With present day reality in Nigeria, I don't think it will be better like that. What I think we should do is to regulate the activities, just like as the commissioner has come up with this idea. Because banning it abstractly, I think actually you are going to send a thousand of youths.
But we know that one day we would have to ban it.
It can, when maybe when Nigeria is getting better,
because we banned Okada, if you remember,
yes,
and it was similar thing you're saying now that was said
that time,
and now we like it.
We like it, but you see that time Nigeria was somehow better. If you have 200 naira, you can chop a plate of food.
But the truth is, even at that time, if we go back at that time, people think things were hard because you have not seen now. You're saying this now because you have seen now. That time you have not seen now, so you felt like that time was hard compared to the time before then. Should we be preparing for? Shouldn't the unions also be letting their members understand that a day will come where this thing would be completely taken?
That is correct. I'm not arguing about that. But what I'm saying, my own advice should be to regulate the activities. That's all. And then if they are restricted to some areas, I think we are good to go. Another way around there, even helping some other.
Let me mention some of the roads. The roads that tricycle operators, or known as keke drivers, are not supposed to ply, are not supposed to operate on. So they've been banned from operating along the Aba Road, the Ikwere Road, the entire old Port Harcourt town. The entire old Port Harcourt town, Borokri Axis, Ada George Road, Airport Road, Eastern Bypass, Old Aba Road, Ilabuchi, Elekahia, and East West Roads. Some others also include the Transamadi to Garrison, NTA to Choba, Rumukrushi, Eneka, Igruta, Slaughter to Woji, Oginigba to Artillery, Oil Mill, Elelewon, Akpajo, Gulf Estate to Akpajo, and Nwaja to Mpogu. All of these areas are not. But then any other internal roads and feeder roads along outside these areas, you're pretty. So, because I understand the idea, if I stop on the East-West Road and you want to come into this Wazobia area, we're supposed to, okay, there's a keke junction there. That would be a few meters away from the major road. So you can walk down.
What is happening at this place here to NTA?
If you get to opposite
Mesiland,
yes, you walk in a bit and then you see the keke park. You take a keke that takes you to link you to the East-West Road on the other side. That's what the idea is supposed to be.
Yes.
But let's take some messages and then we'll come to some calls. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. You can call us on 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0003. 0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007. Some people think an outright ban is best. Others feel just restrict the movement. That is the plan of the government. Limit the activities of tricycle operators from major roads. I just mentioned some of those roads. A few messages on Facebook here. Supportive Associate says government should consider the interest of the common people, keke drivers, and good orientation with better policy is what we need. Joel Lewis says, good morning. It wouldn't be fair if the state government bans tricycle operators. It should limit it would limit transportation in some major areas that can be accessed by cabs. But if their routes are checked, I think it's okay. Okay. More messages on Facebook. This person here says, Bright Chinda, good morning. Banning them outrightly would amount to adding more to the unemployment rate in the state, as many graduates and well-to-do persons are also in that business. They should not use the avoidable mistakes of a few to judge others. To me, the government should orientate them and also limit them from some routes. That would be ideal instead of an outright ban. Those people need real mental reassessment. It seems as if tricycle thinks for them. I don't know. But I think you're just trying to question the civility of some of the people who will drive tricycle. Destiny Akere says they are a menace. If you doubt, visit where they ply or the available routes and see another militancy to happen. Which brings me to even the internal roads that they ply. You see, we have schools closed. I've seen how they drive even in those internal roads. It's not because they do not know. I asked one. If somebody gives you crates of eggs to carry, you will not drive like this, because maybe you know if you break the eggs, you're in trouble. But you carry a human being, or you would see a human being in front of you that wants to cross, and you don't care. We have that. How do they tackle? Do they have a training? Like maybe like you go for a driving school to get license. Should keke drivers now begin to have that? So we'll get your response to it. Let's just take a few calls first. Is that something that we should begin to consider? Benjamin G.U. Akero is on the line. That's where he's calling from. Benjamin, good morning. You're welcome.
Yeah, I don't want to use profane words.
Please don't.
On your guest that is on the studio. But I do not want to also say that keke should be outrightly banned from Port Harcourt, because passengers would suffer. Those who don't have cars and those who don't have money to use boats, they would suffer. However, that your guest on the studio, he said, what was he saying? He said he should please. He said you should not force them. You should please tell them, advise them not to be running on roads that are not designated for keke to be running. Really? So why not government, police, to beg criminals, please, though, stop stealing. Please, don't steal. Why not beg them? All those drug addicts, cocaine sniffers that are driving keke, all of them. It's just that I don't want to say they should be outright banned. Look at how they are driving. Nobody, you say you have an association. Have you ever held meetings and call them and tell them that the way they are behaving on the road is synonymous or likely to people who are on drugs? Have you ever? You only just say, okay, you say when they are in community, they are asking them for tickets. How much is keke ticket paying on the road? Are they paying 10,000? How much are they paying compared to the calamities, to what they are doing on the road? You will see a keke, you will see a car coming. Let me not even see a car. You will see a truck coming, keke with blue head inside the four passengers. You will tell them and they will never answer you. Go to other road. Go.
Benjamin?
Go talk about those that are bulky people. Those ones are more or less animals that are on the ferry.
No, Benjamin. I know you're upset. You sound sounding in your voice, but I think you should. The choice of the words, you have to watch the choice of your words, please.
From that slide is slaughter or Ogidigba Road. We don't want to even talk about those ones. Let me talk about the supposedly normal human being. The supposedly normal, which are not normal. I don't know how to regulate it. It's not the government, the commuter.
I know you sound really pissed. Perhaps you've had an encounter with several of them. I understand.
Tell me one person who is driving, who is using a car. Now I'm driving right now. Look at what keke are doing on the road. Look at what keke are doing. You'll be driving before they will enter your front. because they know what they are carrying. Everything is iron, iron, iron. Do you know the number of bombers of cars? I don't want to talk about exotic cars that Keke pull on the road.
We understand
and
the thing.
Area that Keke will be wrong. They will pull your bomber. You will talk. They will gather themselves. If not, Port Harcourt is kind of civilized. They want to have a mob attack on you. You that is driving, you know. You that they wronged. Because you came down, you are talking. They
all
want
right,
to
let's go to DK Rumekini, Benjamin from GUIK Road. Thank you. We have to move on to another caller. DK, okay, we lost that call from DK. You could feel the pain. I understand. He's a driver. And the next thing he says is a car. He died from Nkoro. Straight to the point. Thank you. Good morning.
Thank you very much. This man is very, very pain. Just like the governor said, the former governor said, and this present government too said the same thing. They should go out on the major road, like on the main road. This is what these people are driving. They don't ban them in River State. Most of them are good, but there are ones that is serious two cars that they want to pass inside them. Even a tank, a trailer, they want to overtake. They should do it small, small now, please. And they can save the life of people and save their own life too. Well, if something happened to them, their family members will involve, friends will involve, their friends cannot go to work, their family members cannot go to work. They should take it easily. Whatever they want to get for it, they go to make it, you get it, not by rushing. If you see them out there driving road with these motors, you need to buckle you. They should please take it easy and go to your government, ask them to go. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Thank you. Mufasa is in D-line. Mufasa, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, hi, Andrew. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
And good morning to your guest.
Good morning, my brother.
Yeah, well, Andrew, you see, the caller before this last caller, I can understand why he's very, very angry, Andrew. Even those roads that Keke have been designated to ply, how far have they been able to comport and control themselves, Andrew? They behave like uncivilized people on the road. Like, for instance, have you gone to Rumaholu? The junction there, I think from Rumokoro down to, if you see how these people behave, you can't even talk to them. At times, I beg to ask these people, do they even have association that regulates their conduct and behavior on the road? They park indiscriminately on the road, they turn, even if a car is coming, they don't care. That's what the previous caller said. They've even damaged the vehicle. They be the one that want to bring insult on you. They claim rights because they believe there are so many on the road. Go to Eneka Junction. I can only mention but a few. So for me, even as the commissioner said that these are roads that you are meant to use and these are roads they are not meant to use, even that one that they are meant to apply, they should be properly behaved and regulated. Mm. If you want to park, you park well on the road. If you want to passengers, you pick passengers when you are off the road. If you want to drop passengers, you drop passengers where you are off the road. You don't park in the middle of the road to pick and drop passengers. It's very, very terrible and wrong. So if the man in the studio, if he's their chairman, or I don't know, I didn't follow from the beginning, if there is a way that these people can be properly educated so that they can behave like civilized people on the road, just as they have rights on the road, so also other road users equally have rights on the road.
All right, Mufasa,
well,
thank you. Let's go to Ada George. Chima, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
Yeah, good morning to you.
Andrew, honestly, the activities of DCK, honestly, just like the other caller. But I must say that I don't know the pressure they are into because they look like people who are under pressure to be able to meet up whatever, anything they want to meet up. That is one. Them on the regulatory, that is the problem we have. Most of the community people who collect several tickets from these KK people, they will just collect their tickets and they allow these guys to park anyhow they want to park. You understand? Then, to enforce this restriction is another thing. Because Nigerian police, it will be very difficult for this KK to be restricted. I must tell you, very, very difficult. But the Nigerian police who will be out there to enforce this restriction, they will collect money from these KK guys, and that's what they do every day and night. You understand?
Now, somebody talks about community pay, the amount of the amount this KK will pay. On that aspect, I know that KK, they pay so much, especially for to communities. CDC chairman ticket, Royal Highness ticket, youth chairman ticket, everything. So this thing has put pressure on this guy who drive any house on the road. Even this NTA road, they are close to me here. Imagine KK. Oh, God.
Ibiso in Odili Road. Good morning. I think after Ibiso, we'll go to the WhatsApp messages. Yes, welcome, Ibiso. Go ahead.
Yes, about your discussion this morning.
Mm.
It's of, to me, it's of two ways. I'm not only in brief for the KK or only in brief for the government. Now, some of the areas in nation, to me, before government take this action, they should put, look away and put, maybe this this small KK bus, they should brand it. Government should use that one and flood that area. You understand? Because now, other Georgia, you are talking of, if somebody is from Ajib Junction going to Location Junction, so that is KK, the KK drivers, you know, they are senior brother of Okada. The way Okada people behave, that's how they behave. You cannot talk to them when they are doing wrong thing. If you talk to them, they will shout at you as if a dog that have rabies. You know, you cannot correct them. They are putting head. If they are seeing trailer coming, they want to confront the trailer, which is very bad. Their union, they should, in fact, their union should look for a way to get psychologists that will be talking to them.
Mm.
Now, if you take a KK from some areas like JBT Ranabato, Akpaju, is there any cars there that will convey people? Because some people are from there going to work in the morning.
But Ibiso, you know, this is not the first time. Thank you, Ibiso, because we don't have time. The implementation has been on in under the past administration. How did we move that time?
Yeah.
We were moving. It was very, I know it was highly effective. Like, yeah, you would not see KK on NTA Road on. How were we moving that time on Ada George? You would not win Pierre. You would not see KK. You would only know that there's a junction where you stop. When you stop along the road, maybe you are going to, like, we're sighting the NTA area. Yeah. Now you stop around NTA, you are going to Mercyland. You can cross and enter that street and enter KK there. But on the major roads, you cannot have, you would not see them. Yeah. So how were we moving at that time? I was asking you a question. Should we begin to say KK drivers need to go and get license or go to driving school? Because we think maybe that would help. In few seconds, what's your view on that? Well, and what disciplinary measures do you have in place when these KK drivers act the way that they act and people report them? Is there a way to report them so that you take disciplinary action as a union?
Yes.
In 20 seconds.
First, the issue of what do they call driving license? Driving license in Nigeria is just a mere academic, what do we say, academic exercise. It doesn't change anything. What you should be saying is training. Training is just what will go. And in partnership or in collaboration with the Ministry of Transport, effective training, that is just what will be the best. Because driving license, how many people that are driving today? Even say some people that does not even know how to.
The idea
to
of the license is to get training, then they give you a license.
Who train?
Mr. Lekki Isaac. We have to wrap up. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so
My
much.
My name is Ifeyemi Andrew.